Chairman Brad Holton, I'm going to bring a meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. We have 11:45 start time for meeting with, to consider matters related to county assistance. Action item to consider approval, denial of indigent decisions and signing of liens. So with that, I'll hand it over.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. The first case we have today is case number 2026-21. The decedent passed away on May 15th. A cremation application for financial aid was submitted by the decedent's sister to county assistance on May 20th. An interview was completed with the sister. The decedent was unmarried and has a single adult child. The sister is the POA and does have online access to the decedent's bank account as well as a debit card. And both the sister and the daughter submitted letters indicating they cannot afford to pay for the cremation. The decedent was in a care facility since March 2026. She originally is from the Twin Falls area. However, she meets the 30-day criteria for residency here in Kenyon County. The investigation was conducted for evidence in support of financial aid by the county. Per the investigation, the decedent was not employed, did not own real or personal property. However, the decedent did have a financial account as well as interest in a car, although the car does have a lien holder and doesn't appear to be registered. It is titled in her name. The sister did provide bank statements for the financial account for February 2026, March 2026, and April 2026. The statements after expenses show a consistent $1,300 positive balance. The county assistance office did request transaction history from May 1st through the May 15th, which was the date of the decedent passing away. However, to date, there's not been any further evidence provided by the sister or the daughter to indicate the $1,300 in the bank account is not available. The decedent did have Social Security that is paid out once a month, and it's unknown whether that was paid to the care facility that she resides in, because she does pay a share of costs there. However, the consistent bank balance of $1,300 indicates there was available funds to pay the $1,000 to the funeral home. So with that, I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
Chairman, I don't have any questions. Kelly has listed it. The county's not the payer of last resort where there's been financial assets in excess of $1,000. My motion would be that we deny case 2026-21 because they do not qualify. They show assets.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Okay, so the second case we have before the board today, Chairman, is case number 2026-20. The decedent passed away on May 13th. And a request for cremation assistance was submitted to county assistance on May 19th. This submission was submitted by Ada County Coroner's Office. The information, including an investigation on identifying next of kin, was provided to Kenyon County by the Ada County Coroner's Office. The decedent resided in Be Well Assisted Living here in Nampa from November 2024 till May 2026. The decedent resided in Kenyon County for a consecutive period of 30 days or more prior to his passing, and Kenyon County is the obligated county. The decedent has next of kin two daughters, Erica and Melissa. They are identified as the sole surviving children of the decedent. Therefore, the constituent of the decedent's next of kin are both of the daughters. Both reside in Ada County, and they are both business owners, and they operate a residential treatment agency that operates residential assisted care facilities, basically called resident assisted living, so for people that are mentally ill. Idaho Code 31-3412 establishes that the county is responsible for burial or cremation of a deceased indigent person when no next of kin can be established, or when the responsible parties have signed a waiver or otherwise abandoned responsibility. The statute also allows for the coroner to proceed with cremation 10 days after death if an application for indigent burial or cremation has been made. In this matter, Canyon County Deputy Clerk and the Ada County Coroner's Office have made repeated attempts to contact both of the Webbers, Mrs. Weber and Mrs. Wolf, regarding their father. And although contact was eventually made, the sisters voluntarily refused responsibility for their father's disposition. As no responsible party assumed custody within the statutory time frame, the decedent was properly considered an unclaimed or abandoned person under Idaho Code 31-2802, and the responsibility for burial or cremation falls to the county if the estate lacks sufficient funds. The decedent had a checking account and used a debit card while residing in the assisted care facility, and Mrs. Wolf was served as power of attorney, managing her father's funds and paying his expenses. The funds, if any, remaining in the checking account must be disclosed, as they are considered a resource. In addition, a 1990 camper was titled in the decedent's name. No further material information or statements have been provided regarding the bank account or the camper. Per Idaho Code 313406, the deputy clerk has completed its investigation, and accurate financial information concerning the estate is material to eligibility and the county-funded disposition. Material information regarding the decedent's estate is incomplete, and the county lacks sufficient basis to determine indigency or financial insufficiency. Per County Resolution 21-248, the maximum allowed availability for burial assistance is $1,000. And based on the known value of the decedent's assets, which exceed $1,000, and additional unknown assets, he does not meet the qualifications for indigent burial assistance. And with that, I'll stand for questions. Thank you.
Chairman, I don't necessarily have any questions. I guess just a couple of comments. In the process form that was developed, our clerks, who do a great job, have established that there were assets. If a family member or outside party takes assets, it automatically disqualifies them from receiving county assistance, because they're using and disposing of items that should rightfully pay for the burial on that. It's unfortunate the way that this is unfolding. It's unfortunate that the children of this decedent will not come forward and take responsibility, but that does not put the obligation on the Canyon County taxpayer. My only question would be if the treasurer's office was contacted to pursue the...
The treasurer's office was contacted in this case. Let me read their letter. The treasurer's office was contacted on May 20th, 2026, and they did issue their findings. Their letter states a referral for public administration was received for the reference decedent. After careful review of the case, it was determined this case does not meet the criteria for public administrator under code 14-102. The public administrator referral is formally declined due to the following reason. The decedent has next of kin available to administer the state. And that is signed Jennifer Waters of the Canyon County Treasurer's Office, who's the elected official.
Thank you. So, Chairman, we govern this office. I'm going to make a motion to deny, but I would like to get, I guess, some feedback on the recovery of assets relating to public administration. That's one of the things I would ask for with this denial. That sometimes these float back and forth, but because there are assets, and the part of the statute states that if there's identified assets, that we are not the payer of last resort. So this really doesn't belong at our office, I don't feel, given the information that's been provided and potentially a lack of further investigation by the Treasurer's Office to see if they can recover these. That is their statutory jurisdiction. So based on that information, I move that we deny case number 2026-20, as the county is not payer of last resort.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I find this case extremely chilling. These people are in the health industry, and they, more than many of the public, know exactly what they're doing. I find that personally distasteful.
Agreed.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. That is it today for county assistance.
All right. I make a motion, we adjourn.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.